Is anybody there? I heard footsteps. I heard rather firm footsteps. So I don't think those were ghostly footsteps. Hello? Hello? May I come in? This really does look like the best room to hide in after all. Please. Aw, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, it's you. Hello, my dear. It's been a while, hasn't it? Huh? You don't recognize me? I know. It's been an awfully long time. It's me. It's Yuriko. Remember? From school? What are you doing in a place like this? Were you challenged to stay here on a dare too? Yeah, I figured you might be. I was given the same deal by my friends. Where if I spent the night in this really creepy, spooky place, they'd give me a nice pool of $100 and treat me to a nice dinner and dessert. What did your friends offer you? Oh, a new video game? Nice. Nice. Not sure if it's the same as $100 and a nice dinner and dessert, but whatever gets you to come do stuff like this, I guess? You didn't mention it on the school board postings the way I did. Were you keeping it a secret? If so, who are you keeping it a secret from? Not from me, I hope. You know I just like to know everything about you. I like to know where you are, what you're doing, who you're talking to, who you're hanging out with, what your plans are, and all that happy stuff. Come on now. That's not creepy. You know what's creepy? This place. All the tapping and scratching and moaning and groaning and creaking and cracking. Woo! This place gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know about you. Well, my dear, my sweet, my precious, it looks like you and I are both stuck here all night. So we might as well make the best of it, don't you think? Oh, come on now. Why are you backing away from me? I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not a ghost or an axe murderer or anything. I mean it. I mean you no harm. After all, why would I hurt someone that I really, really like? It's not you I'm after. It's that Stephanie Dumas that I've got my sights set on. Yes, I heard she would be staying here too. She must be somewhere around here. I haven't heard her yet. She usually wears heels, doesn't she? So we hear the click-clack, click-clack. Click-clack, click-clack of the heels. If she were to walk by. I'm sure she's awfully scared by now. Well, with all the strange noises coming from this place. And I bet you're so eager to try to protect her, too. I'm sure she'd be alright. She is a big girl, after all. And I do mean a big girl. It makes me wonder what you see in her anyway. Especially when you could have someone as lovely as I am. With curves in all the right places. So yes, I'm just here to win my prize. And who knows, I might win just one more thing than that. If you catch my drift, my darling dear. Yes, you're not dense. You're not dense at all. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Because, and this is so hard to say. It really, really is. And I never thought I'd say this in a place like this, but as I'm sure you know, I really, really do like you quite a lot. Even more than that, I love you beyond all measure. You're the most incredible person I've ever seen and ever gotten to know. And it'd be a shame if you didn't return my affections and instead focused on that Stephanie. Because why would you want her when you could have me? Besides, from what I've seen of your writings, she barely knows you even exist. So why chase after something you probably can't have when the perfect woman is standing right in front of you? Because if you don't want to go out with me, I'm afraid I can't say what would possibly happen to dear sweet Stephanie here. It won't just be the ghostie she'd have to worry about. She'd have to worry about something a little more sinister. Yes, and I do mean myself. I didn't bring a lot with me, but I brought my trusty scissors. My trusty scissors do more than just cut, cut, cut. They also stab, stab, stab. And I'd hate for poor dear Stephanie to come at the stabby end of my scissors. So what do you say, my dear, my precious, my sweet, my lovely, lonely angel? Do you really want to keep pursuing her? Or would you rather go out with me? Oh, come on now, don't keep backing away towards the window. Like I said, I have no intentions of harming you. Why would I harm the person I love? That's crazy. That's ludicrous. No. I mean you absolutely no harm. Well, maybe that's not entirely true. I can get pretty rough in certain circumstances, but not in a mean way, in a more sensual way, if you catch my drift. Yes, I do like it quite rough, and I do like to be a bit more dominant from time to time. Though I wouldn't mind if you took charge once in a while. You mentioned in your writings you're pretty good at that. So what do you say after I made the attempt to pour my heart out to you, to show you my soul? Will you go out with me? Or will you keep going after that? Ugh. That Stephanie girl. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time's a wastin'. What's your answer? I mean, come on. How often does a beautiful girl profess her undying love for you in a creepy old haunted house that's clearly haunted by all these sounds going on? Come on now. It's not the most romantic place, I'd admit, but it's definitely unique. So come on now, my love, my precious, my angel. What do you say? So you agree. You will go out with me. I never thought I'd hear those words from you.
Oh?
There's a condition? And what is this condition? That I don't hurt your precious Stephanie? Fine. So long as she doesn't get in our way, I won't harm dear old Stephanie Dumas. But she'd better stay out of our way. How about a quick kiss, my love? Just to seal the deal. Mm. Wow. You really are a good kisser. That felt amazing. It was everything I ever dreamed of. Now then, how about I help you find a nice, safe, bit more relaxing spot to hide in this house? And a place far away where not only the ghosties and such couldn't find us, but that Stephanie Dumas either. What say you? Do you agree? Of course you agree. Okay then, my sweet, my dear, my precious, lovely angel kiss. Let's go find a better place to hide.